こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。先週お伝えした通り、アプリが大型アップデートしました。いろんな機能が追加されてたり、 UI が変わってたり、エピソードごとの単語帳がめちゃくちゃ見やすくなったたり、いろんな部分が進化しているので、ぜひダウンロードしてみてください。あと、バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで猫星人シミュレーションシャツ大好評販売中ですので、そちらもチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
1個目、日曜日にジェフリー・エプスティーンと少年4人がビーチで一緒に写っている画像がソーシャルメディア上で大量に拡散され、少年のうち2人が有名双子 TikToker アイランドボーイズの子供時代であるという情報が出回り、エプスティーンの被害者なのでは、あるいは実の息子たちなのではなど情報が錯綜する事態となっています。元の画像は3月25日にAI アーティストキングというユーザーがミッドジャーニーを使って生成し、インスタグラムに投稿したもので、本人がコメント欄で、背景から人物まで全て AI が生成したもので、本物は何一つないと書き込んでいます。
On Sunday, an image began circulating on social media which depicted Jeffrey Epstein with four boys at the beach. Rumors then spread that two of the boys in the image were the famous twin TikTokers, the Island Boys, during their childhood.This led to speculation that the island boys may have been victims of Epstein or even his biological children. The original image was posted on Instagram on March 25th by a user named AI Artist King, who had created it using Midjourney. The user later clarified in the comment section that the image is fake and that everything, from the background to the people, was generated by AI.
So, これ今この収録している時点ではメディアがこうまとめた記事にしてるとかは確認できないんだけど、私たまたま月曜日にもう本当に偶然ツイッターでこの写真がめちゃくちゃ拡散されてるのを見て、なんだこれと、そのエプスティン関連で今になって新しい写真が出てくる、しかも子供が写ってるって何事だろう、しかもアイランドボーイスって誰よと思って、でエプスティーンアイランドボーイズとかでググってみたのね、でそしたらグーグルがアラートモードに入ってて、なんか見たことある、このグーグルのアラートモード。
見てない。
その検索結果の一番上にバナーが出てて、 It looks like the results below are changing quicklyIf this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for reliable sources to public information って書いてあって、その下に、ソースをチェックしてください。で、まあ、come back later みたいなの書いてあって。で、これもしかして本当の写真じゃないのかなと思って、で、写真がトリミングされて拡散されてたから、まずトリミングされてない元の写真を見たら、あれこれ AI じゃないってなって、っていう。少年がエプスティの周りに4人立ってるんだけど、そのうち2人、横の2人はかなり AI 味があるんだよね。
How so?
ただなんかね、やっぱ AI の作ってる画像を見慣れてる人は多分すぐ分かる。あ、これなんていうんだろう、肌の質感とか表情とか、やっぱちょっと顔に一人は特に違和感があるし、なんだけど、その違和感がある二人をカットしてソーシャルメディアでは拡散されてんだよね。そのエプスティンの両脇に立ってる二人がフォーカスされてて、でその三人だけで見るとかなりリアルなんだよね。で特にエプスティンが微笑んでるんだけど、少年たちはすごい暗い表情をしてて、もうそれだけでストーリーが見えてくるような。
Mm-hmm. So you thought this was a real photograph at first?
うん、最初は、まあ、本物って、え、なんだこれみたいな。本物かなって思った。で、ただ、
Do they look like the island boys? They don't have like face tats and like
no,
the knobs
so I don't,
in their hair.
I'm really not familiar with island boys, so I
thought you loved the island boys.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know if they... if these kids look like them or not, because the island boys are, as you said, covered in tattoos, and it's kind of hard to see what their faces looked like.
Mm.
But, そうでも怪しいなって思ってズームしてみるとエプスティーンもかなり本物に見えるんだけど、ズームしちゃうとね、顔の質感とか目がやっぱかなり違和感があるというかおかしいんだよね、
うん、
ただズームしないとそれは分かんない。ツイッターとかでパッて見ちゃっただけだと本物の写真に見えると思う。で背景とか影もかなり視線だし、
いやーきっHow can we get a sense of like how much this is spreading, or like how many people are being fooled by it? Like, is there a way for us to know?
So when I saw it, it was retweeted and liked, I don't know, 数万. Mm. And there were tons and tons of comments, and ほとんどのコメントの大半は結構騙されてて全然疑ってない人が多かった。で、
mm-hmm.
これが偽物なのか本物なのかで喧嘩してるというか議論してる人もいたし、あの AI 画像に見慣れてない人だったらなおさら疑う理由がないというかさ、
mm-hmm.
だからああこういうことされるとめんどくさいなというか、その写真をパッて見て、ね、本物かどうか分かんないからいろんなところに行ってこれが本物かをチェックしなきゃいけない、
mm-hmm.
それが、まあ、今までもねそういうコンテンツたまにあったけど、写真1枚すらも危ういってなるとやっぱ結構めんどくさい時代がやっぱ来たなって思ってしまった。
Is there someMotive to doing this? Like, is there some, I don't know, political agenda, or do they just want attention? Or like, what is the root of
it? 多分 attention だと思う。あの、ハッシュタグに funny とか meme とか mid journey とかついてて、で、これを作った人、この AI アーティストキングは別にこれが本物だって騙そうとして作ったっていうよりは普通にもう初っ端からこれは AI だって見せてるわけだよね、うん、ただでこれ実は新しくないんだよ。で3月に作ってて、で3月の時点でイタリアでなぜか拡散されたらしいのね、本物だって勘違いした人がいっぱいいて、うん、でメディアにも取り上げられてたんだって。でその段階で Hive Moderation の AI 画像探知で 99.9% の確率でこれは AI のフェイク画像ですっていう結果も出てて、あのインスタグラムの方でこのこれはちょっと何ミスリーディングな画像ですっていうフィルターもかけてあるのよ、
うん、
ただ多分それが全部イタリア語だったから、あのまあインスタとかは英語だけど、その何これは嘘ですみたいなメディアで取り上げられた時に言語のバリアがあったから、今回新しい画像かのように多分英語圏、まあ、アメリカとかイギリスですごい広がっちゃったみたいな、
うん、
だからそう言語の壁があると多分一個の国でもう解決したとしても後々数ヶ月後とかにまた別の地域で新しい話題みたいになって、それがどんどんこうね、round なっていく。
It may have also contained the spreadOr slowed it down, right? Like if the whole world was just in the same language and had the same culture, then,
yeah.
you know, it'd just be when the AI pops off, that would just be everywhere at once. And when this happens, it would be everywhere at once. And no one would have like extra time to think about it or the mm-hmm. opportunity to look at it from the outside. Or in this specific example, we sort of have a case study of this already happening.In Italy, right? So,
yeah. So, それが伝わってなかったっていう。だから、まあ、エプスティン、日本で別にそんなに、まあ、有名じゃないから、日本にこれが、で、何ヶ月後にやってくる、この話題がやってくるってことはなかなかなさそうなんだけど、まあ、話題によってはそういうのもありえそうだよね。
Do you think he's dead?
I think he's dead, but...
But you don't think he killed himself?
I doubt he killed himself.
I went from thinking that he was murdered, but dead, to now I think he's not dead.
What?
I don't think he's dead.
What's the point of keeping him alive, though?
I think he had a lot of leverage on a lot of people still, and they got him out of there. You know, just turn the cameras off and get $1 billion. It's easy. Like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, まあそういろんなね、
people could say, yeah, people could say it's a conspiracy theory. But if you think he killed himself, like a lot of people would just think that you're foolish. I think most people, would you say most people? I haven't met anyone that actually thinks that he killed himself.
Yeah. 確かにね、
そう
ね、陰謀論の中でも、うん、だって自殺する意味が分かんないもんね。
Yeah, but there's like so many people that would want him dead, right?
Yeah.
So he, especially with those circumstances, but...
I thought it was interesting because some people did error level analysis on this photo.
Mm, what's error level analysis?
Apparently, so you use that to see if the picture is like 合成写真 or photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
その写真を合成したりフォトショップとかするとそのコンプレッションの差ができるんだって。そのそれを見抜くためにやる分析なんだけど、AI が作ってるこういう写真にはワークしないわけだよね。別に合成してるわけじゃないから。なんだけど、このエラーレベルアナリシスをして、あ、このエプスティンの写真は本物だみたいに言ってる人もいたりとかして、
うん、
ね、まあみんなそれぞれいろんなさやり方でこれが本物なのかどうか理解しようとするわけじゃん、
うん、
まあ、技術的にもそうだし、まあストーリー的にというかさ、うん、So
is there any way to verify the authenticity of media, you think? Because as far as I can tell, there isn't.
So this Hive Moderation no AI image detector
mm-hmm.
did say that this is 99.9% fake, right? So,
mm-hmm.
まあそういうサービスが今あって、まあ確かにこれもさ、正直言ってトリミングしてない写真だったら人間でもまあ結構な人がこれはフェイクって分かると思うんだよね。だそういうレベルにとどまってくれてればいいけど。
Right, that's the problem.
I think the boy, especially on our right,、
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks quite real. I mean, now that I know it's fake, I see a lot of like...違和感, but then I mean people don't pay that much attention to the details in a photo, right? When you're scrolling on Twitter,
right?
Like just look at it in this small screen and it's like, oh okay, this is Epstein and two boys. So you don't actually like tap on it and then zoom in it. Well,
I think the Purikura face filtersproduce images that look less real than the AI images from scratch.
Yeah.
Like people from scratch.
Yeah. Like, Purikura made ikanakutemo, like filtered faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes all the girls' faces look like the same.
Like small and...
それより、yeah, それより Midjourney の方が場合によっては全然リアルっぽい顔、mm-hmm. だから。Yeah, this is...
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
Because the checkers are always going to be, I think, a step behind. Certainly the checkers are not going to be ahead of the leading AI generative technologies. I think we actually need a way to positively prove that an image is real.From the actual creator level. So like, is there a camera I can buy where I can take a picture and I can post it and there's like, I don't know, custody is the right word, but there's a, it's traced from creation to upload, and we know that that's a picture of reality. Mm. You know, because we can chase things with like checkers and things that are, you know, never going to give us perfect certainty. But if there's a certain way at the source to verify that this is a picture of real life, that might be useful. And maybe all media like that has to go on the blockchain or something weird to achieve that. But right now, I can't take a picture and upload it and prove to anyone that it's real or that I took it. Right?
Yeah. そもそもこれなんて別に最初からミッドジャーニーのハッシュタグつけてるしさ、隠すつもりはないわけじゃん。ただみんながみんなこの元のソースに行ってハッシュタグまで読むかっていうとそういうわけじゃないから、画像のどっかに書いておいてくれればさ、それはそれで助かるし、それにこれ、like、アスタリスク、これは AI ですみたいなさ、そういうのも今別にないから、画像だけをねトリミングしてツイッターとかに載せられちゃうと、もう見てる人は分かんなくなっちゃうっていう。
Did you see the Google event? Is it Sundar? Google CEO, I think. He did a series of interviews, and he was asked several times about generative AI and what they're going to do in terms of, you know, being responsible and proactive about disinformation through generative AI. And he's just talking about watermarks and metadata. And like, that's it. In other words, they have absolutely no idea what to do about this problem. I mean, watermarks and metadata are going to get us nowhere. Right?
Yeah.
Am I insane? Like, what is he talking about? Watermarks? I can take a watermark off in 2 seconds. Metadata? Yeah. I can get rid of that too. I don't understand.
Nah.
Because it's all like voluntary. You know, this is not something that can be enforced upon everyone that you know, access to AI tools.
Yeah, I mean this, なんか今でこそさ、別に毎日こういう AI の画像を見て、なんかみんなもう慣れ、一瞬で慣れたけどさ、ここまで来るのめっちゃ早かったから、それはな、まあ追いつかないだろうっていう感じはあるけど。
Yeah,
the Pope picture was so innocent and like it didn't really matter, but this one was like, you know, and this one too, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, this TikToker twins are like controversial people, I guess, from what I can see to begin with. And I guess they don't really care, but 場合によってはね、そのこういうエプスティンとかと紐付けられることによってものすごいダメージを受ける人もいるわけじゃん。あのビジネスとかは。So, yeah, I mean,
I've noticed that there's been an incredible influx in AI generated sort of bogus science content on YouTube. And there are all of these YouTube channels where the content of the video is AI generated, and then the narration, I think it's like 11 Labs text-to-speech, AI synthesized speech.
Yeah.
And then all of the video, the visuals are just stolen, copyrighted, just random cool looking videos, right?
Right.
That are like sort of related to what the narrator is talking about. But there are dozens of these YouTube channels, and they're enormous. So it's like some of the most popular science content on YouTube right now is just this totally AI generated. The whole video, the content, you know, the audio, and then I don't know how the visuals are being put on there. I guess that probably there's some human video editor that just, you know, slaps science fiction looking visuals on there, but I don't know. The internet's changing already as a result of this.
Yeah. だからそれでコンテンツ作りが自動でできるようになって簡単になると、そうでなくてもクソみたいなコンテンツが溢れてるのに、もうさらにも今までにありえないぐらいの大量のクソなコンテンツが日々とんでもない量生み出されるわけじゃん。
Yeah, it sounds good, and the production quality is good because the voice is good and it's well written, right? But
yeah.
Overall, and in the details, it's yeah. garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't like this text-to-speech narrator. Like, I was looking for some Tachizan content for my son in Japanese, and it was impossible because most videos have this really weird automated like text-to-speech narrator that doesn't sound like a human. And
I have it in my head right now.
Yeah, it sounds really...
It's really fast and robotic. It's kind of high-pitched.
Yes, yes. And
a little nasally.
The tone is off. Yeah, and I don't want our kids... Yeah, not just my kid, but our kids, like kids in general. I don't want small children to get used to this type of weird narration.
You know, I think
because
I am.
Because nobody talks like that. So
maybe they will really, in the future.
Maybe.
That would be awful.
It's annoying. Yeah. だからその子供用のコンテンツでなぜこういうロボットっぽい喋り方のナレーションを使ってるのか、
mm-hmm.
だそれが簡単だからなんだろうけど、あまりにもクオリティがひどいと思って。
Well, the English ones are really good. I was watching one of these videos. My computer was on autoplay, and it had just gone into one of these videos because they're like the top ranked videos. If you just search for space related stuff, these AI generated videos are at the top and have the most views. More views than NASA and higher ranked. So, I was listening to this video. I didn't realize it was AI generated. I didn't realize the content was AI generated or the voice until like 10 minutes into it. The AI narrator was reading the name of like a star system or something. And it was saying the digits, like 1, 3, 7, 2, instead of, you know, saying it, I don't know, 1732 or whatever.
Ah. Like,
there was some, the way it was reading this like little code name is what tipped me off. And then all of a sudden I was very critical of this video and content. Well, I've been listening to it fine up until that point.
Hmm.
But you know, I felt like I had been you know, tricked or something. I don't know.
Yeah. 次。自分の行動や心情に相反する情報に遭遇することを認知的不協和と言いますが、オハイオ州立大学の研究で荷物を持ち上げたり置いたりする作業中に認知的不協和に直面すると首や背骨への負担が増加することが分かりました。実験では17人の被験者に左右上下に動く四角い線の中に軽い箱を置く作業をやってもらい、前半は褒めるだけにして後半はうまくいっていないことを示唆するコメントを徐々に増やしていきました。その際、血圧、心拍数のモニターや不快感のレベルのほか、ウェアラブルセンサーとモーションキャプチャーを使って首と腰にかかる負担を検出しました。その結果、認知的不協和のスコアが高いほど脊椎にかかる負荷が大きくなっていました。
Cognitive dissonance refers to the kind of brain activity that occurs when encountering information that contradicts one's actions or beliefs. In a study by Ohio. Let me redo this. Cognitive dissonance refers to the kind of brain activity that occurs when encountering information that contradicts one's actions or beliefs. In a study by Ohio State University, researchers found that experiencing cognitive dissonance during physical tasks, such as lifting and placing objects, increased strain on the neck and spine. In their experiment, 17 participants were asked to place a box within a square which is moving around vertically and horizontally. While initially they only heard praise, comments suggesting that things were not going well were introduced in the second half. The researchers monitored subjects' blood pressure, heart rate, and discomfort levels, as well as the strain on the neck and waist using wearable sensors and motion capture. The study found that as cognitive dissonance increased, the strain on the spine also increased.
So, この同じ教授のチームが20年前にその被験者の前で大学院生と偽の口論をすることによってどういうそれを聞かされている被験者にどういう影響があるかっていうのを調べたときに、その人が口論しているのを見せられている人は脊椎のバイオメカニクスに影響が与えられているということを見つけたんだって。で、そので今回もまあそういう同じ結果でしたっていう。だから社会心理的なストレスにさらされると、なんかそのもうコアマッスルの部分が常に緊張した状態になって、筋肉が綱引きしているような状態になっちゃうと。そういう状態の中でこの物を持ち上げたりとか何か作業をすると、いつもより全然違う形で首とか腰に負荷がかかってしまいます。だから今回なんてもう軽い箱を持ち上げてるだけでもあの負荷が変わってるから、例えばもっと複雑な作業だったりもっと重いものを動かしてる人はじゃあどうなるかって想像できますよねっていうふうに書いてあって、これが1回だけならまあ大したことないけど、毎日毎日働いて週に何十時間この作業してる中で、例えば、ね、上司から否定的なことを言われるとか、同僚になんか嫌味ばっかり言われてるとか、わかんないけど、そういうストレスがある状態でそういう作業をしてたら、どれぐらい首と腰に負荷がかかっちゃってるかっていう。
Well, I'm sure it's not just those places either. I'm sure there's like tension all over the place.
Yeah,
you know, probably the brow is like furled, you know, like up here in between your eyebrows, and there's tension around the eyes. You know, and the muscles around the eyes can get strained. It can stress can disrupt your physiological digestive process can just be disrupted, and it's like and it goes both ways for a lot of these things, right? It's like if you eat something weird and your digestion is off, that can affect you mentally. Like it's just this mind and body connection, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because その何かこういうねストレスにさらされてると、まあ体に良くないんだなっていうのはみんなもちろんなんとなくは分かってるけど、こうやって脊椎への負荷っていう意味でピンポイントで見たときに、確かに本当にそうだっていう。それ首と腰にこれだけ負荷が増えていますよっていう。だから、
I think that's partly why body language works. Like you can see in someone's body language, oh they're sad, oh they're stressed, they're anxious, they're scared, they're happy, they're in love. Like we can subtly pick up on these things.
Yeah.
And I think one tell for cognitive dissonance is widening the eyes, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if they mention anything like that, but
I've mentioned in the past that I've worked in this like ブラック企業 type environment. And まあそれを振り返ってみても、全員があまりのストレスにさらされすぎて毎日で全員寝不足だし、もう全員のパフォーマンスが全くベストからかけ離れた状態でずっと仕事してるみたいな。 でそれがさらなるストレスを生むわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
で何か誰かが失敗したりした時とかにもそれを寛容に見てあげることは全員できない状態みたいな、もう負の連鎖に次ぐ負の連鎖みたいな、それは会社にとっても良くないし、
mm-hmm.
でもそういう会社とかね、その職場の環境って多分大量にあるから、誰にとっても良くない状況でそのまま無理やり回してるみたいな。
うん。I think this also shows why it's important to be able to control your own mind, even if you can't control your physical circumstances and strategies for, you know, managing your own thoughts will improve your physical health, like.The state of your body, you know?
まあ難しいよね。このだってさ、被験者がその実験にじゃあ参加しに行って、この20年前の研究みたいにさ、そこの教授と大学院生が急に喧嘩し始めるみたいな、mm-hmm. それだけでも脊椎が影響を受けちゃうわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
そうなるともう職場とかになったら、なんか自分の考えようでちょっとどうにか改善するとかでは追いつかないよね、もはや。
Well, it depends what we're talking about, but I think, you know, the best way to improve your circumstances is by having good mental control. You know, bad things can happen if you let that feedback loop just run, right?
Yeah. Or you can just leave, right?That's what I've done at like Baito and stuff where it was mm-hmm. pretty toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of accumulates and then something happens and it's like, okay, this is it. もう無理.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is bullshit.
Do you think, I guess like, what do you call it in English?What do you call a katakori in English?
Like tense shoulder.
I don't know if there is a word for it, but
yeah,
I think that,
ないないよ.
That is partly psychological too. You know, this physical embodiment of stress. When you're stressed,
mm.
your shoulders kind of get tense. People know this. And so people tell people like,If you're trying to relax yourself, you need to have mindfulness of your body. Relax yeah. your shoulders. You know, if you want to be more confident, you want to bring your shoulders, you want to relax your shoulders and then bring your shoulders back a little bit. Like this, bringing the shoulders back just a little bit completely changes your presentation and how you perceive yourself in that situation.Even if you don't fully yeah. believe it, just stand up straight, bring your shoulders back a little bit. You know, it's just
mm.
a world of difference. Also, you know, your head position. If you're walking around with your head aimed down, I think we talked about this once, that the head down position is sort of a depressive, dejected...body language yeah. and the way our phones work has caused so many people to be in this position, which causes some sort of biological signaling that we are in this down state, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had that experience on Saturday, where I was in this dark place.I'm sort of, I think I've been slightly depressed and I found myself in this dark place. I was by myself at home and I was sitting in the garden. Like I was sitting on a chair in our garden and I was looking down at my phone and I was crying for no reason, really. I'm just depressed, right? And I don't remember why, but I suddenly looked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And rested my head on the 背もたれ
mm-hmm.
And I saw the sky and there was an airplane. And suddenly it felt so much better. Like, I'm still depressed, but then like this change was drastic.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you're in a cave and you look up and you see that hole, the exit of the cave, and you see the light shining through, you're still in the cave, but you can see the light shining through, like you can see the exit, you know?
Yeah. And this realization of like the sky, just, it's been there this whole time when I was looking down.
Mm-hmm.
I was just not looking, and it was like, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah. This is why they say, you know, you should smell the flowers, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It keeps you going. Like, people can get so focused on the negative or, you know, just, we get very myopic about simple things like the sky or flowers or the moon or just, you know, the birds and the bees, whatever. And it's just this phone, this phone position, the slumped shoulders in, head down, just curling up into this, like, you know, internet cesspool. it can be bad.
肩こりってやっぱさ、分かりやすいからすごくある意味ありがたい例というかさ、その他の脊椎とかってその、まあ、実際に腰痛とかにならない限り気づかないわけじゃん。肩は結構すぐね、アウェアになれるけどさ、 Like one time when I was working for this ブラック企業、 I went to get a massage, right? で、なんかフェイシャルマッサージみたいなの行った時に、そのマッサージのお姉さんが、接客業ですかって聞いてきたから、いや接客業ではないですって言ったら、その頬の筋肉がめちゃくちゃなんか疲れてるみたいな、多分その作り笑いをずっとしてるんだと思うって言われて、Like I'm fake smiling, right? Like all day, every day. で、なんかすごい顔が疲れてるって言われて、それ言われるまでさ、気づいてないというか、別に意識してなかったけど、あ、確かにみたいな、すごい無理してニコニコしてるもんなとか、でそれ自分では気づかないもんね、なかなか。
I do think smiling can be good too. Like when you're, even if you're not feeling that good, if you can smile, like it's obviously in the work context, it's like, let me rest my face for a second. But like, just if you're feeling down and you go outside, if you have this sad, dark face on in public, your interactions get darker, sadder, you know? Just,
yeah,
at least for me.
It depends. Like, I think you're right when you're feeling sad or depressed, right? Sometimes smiling or laughing at something really, really helps. But smiling when you're actually really frustrated or angry, and like suppressing that emotions, that really kills you.
I don't think that's what you want to do. But
yes, I think that's what I was
consciously
doing, right?
Like, though, like on your own volition, I want to go out and I want to present myself positively, even if I'm dying inside, get some sort of positive feedback, positive interaction with whoever, and feel like things aren't that bad, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
But even right now, like my shoulders, I can just relax my shoulders, and it's so much better.
Yeah. まあそういうね、なんかちっちゃいことで気分がリフトされるのあるよね。Like on Saturday, right? So I was crying in the garden and I had to go pick up my son. And I was sort of, I was depressed on top of this depression because I thought, because I cried, I would have to fix my makeup. And I was like, oh shit, like this is so mendokusai, like this is sayakura. And then I looked in the mirror and my makeup was perfect. As if I had not been crying.
Bolsui.
And I don't know. But that alone was kind of like, it lifted me up a little bit. Like, I looked in the mirror and I was like, instantly, like, oh my God, imagine miracle, みたいな. Like, I don't have to do anything about this. 超ラッキーみたいな. So.
What do you think about self-talk in the mirror? Like, people who talk to themselves in the mirror, like, negotiate with themselves in the mirror.
Negotiate?
Yeah. There are people that have strategies like that.
I do talk to myself when I'm depressed.
But in the mirror, though?
Not in the mirror, but I just tell myself, like, okay, I can do this. I'm okay. I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
My depression, to get anxiety, yeah, I'm safe. Because I'm in a fight or flight mode, right?
Right.
My brain is, so I got to get it out of it. So I'd be like, I'm safe. I'm okay. I'm not dying or anything. And then my brain calms down sometimes.
You don't look at yourself in the mirror?
No. Do you?
No. I used to, though, actually.
Why did you stop?
I don't know. It wasn't an intentional thing to stop. But, I mean, the mirror is weird, right? You're like looking at yourself in real time. It's a reflection of yourself. You can speak to that person as if, you know, I mean, we are aware of ourselves. I guess we can speak to ourselves in a sense. But there are a lot of people, you know, successful people, athletes and whatnot, that have talked about this. That they build themselves up from where they are in the mirror, make commitments in the mirror. Because we can say things, we can make promises, we can set goals. But the only person that can hold ourselves accountable truly is ourselves.
Yeah.
So some people do things that way. I haven't really heard or read much about that from a scientific or psychological standpoint. But
なんかありそうだけどね。
Seems like it.
Yeah. 次。
On May 29th, Shueisha released a gravure. How do you say this word?
Gravia?
In English, though.
English? I don't know. It's just sexy photo book.
Isn't gravure an English word or a French word or something? Gravure or something.
French っぽいけどね。もともとは全然わかんない。
I don't know of the word outside of gravia, but... okay. On May 29th, Shueisha released a Gurabia photo book titled Newborn, or Just Born, which features AI-generated images of a virtual model named Satsuki Ai. Shueisha stated that they have reproduced a realistic but dreamlike figure which embodies men's ideals. AI Gurabia began trending on Twitter, with many users posting their own AI-generated Gurabia style images. It has not been revealed which AI was used to create them.
集英社が今週月曜日、AI が生成したバーチャルモデル、サツキアイのグラビア写真集、生まれたてを発売しました。集英社は男の理想をギュギュッと詰め込んだ夢のような存在を限りなくリアルに再現したと説明しています。AI グラビアはツイッターでトレンド入りし、多くのユーザーが AI が生成したグラビア風の画像を投稿しています。なお、サツキアイがどの AI を使って生成されたのかは明らかにされていません。
Yep.
生まれたてってキモいね、なんか。確かにそうだけど、なんかキモい。
Yeah, it sort of has a weird... I don't know if that's the right vibe.
これさ、著作権のマークついてたんだけどさ、
I didn't notice.
著作権どうなるんだろうね。不思議じゃない？ まだなんか解決されてない状態でこれを出しちゃったらどうなるのかね。その素材はさ、どうしたわけっていうか、このね、
well, they might as well, right? It doesn't hurt them to include it.
Yeah. 何を学習させたわけよっていう。誰の写真を。
I mean, do they don't have to say, right? Like, no one has to really disclose what program they used or...
So I was checking on Twitter, and some people were saying that このさつきあいが朝倉ゆいっていう実在のグラビアなのか女優さんなのかなに似てるって、
hmm.
でググったら確かにめっちゃ似てんの、
mm-hmm.
で身長の設定も同じで、で集英社ってさ週刊プレイボーイ出してるんだよね。でこの朝倉ゆいの写真集も出してんのよ、
mm-hmm.
これさ、それってどうなのかね。その誰かに似てる、well...実在の人に似てるものをその週刊プレイボーイで収益を得てきた会社がさ、
mm-hmm.
出すってどうなのかねとちょっと思ってしまった、
mm-hmm.
そのこれまでグラビアアイドルと全く関係ない会社だったらまだしも、そのグラビアアイドルの皆さんからのおかげで収益を得てきた会社がさ、そのシクラビアイドルの人たちの素材を使って生成したバーチャルモデルを作って、それでまた収益を得ようとするってちょっと、
Well, it's the same question as all, you know, any other artwork or design, right? They're,
yeah.
It's all inspired by, or, you know, there's these people or this artwork is, you know, in the set of data that was used to train it, but there would be probably many, many, many people that were used
to
train
it. Yeah, I think it's sort of, to me, it's a bit questionable because if you were not in the industry, right, and if you don't know how hard these people work,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you might not give a shit and then make this kind of stuff. But of all the people, like, you know, right? You've been working with all these grabia idol and I don't know. I'm not even grabia idol and I was kind of like, this is not cool.
I mean, it's the same. I mean, how hard do the workers at factories, you know, like how hard are they working? How hard are, VFX artists working and or like video editor, like they're all the people in these disciplines are working super hard, whether you're analyzing x-rays or whatever, you know, and they're just I mean, I don't know how it, the question here is how much does the consumer care that it's AI or a real person, you know, is there that much preference there? And depending on how much consumers care, that'll sort of determine what these companies will do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess where I'm coming from is like, I would think that Shueisha should be the people that would be really saying things like, やっぱ人間じゃないとみたいな. Because it is Shueisha. It is, they've been, you know, publishing Playboy and...
They probably know that it's a wrap and they might as well
go first, but it's like, you know? Of all the people, like, if you guys start saying like, oh, AI, the IA, it's like, yo, you know.
Well, they're the ones that pay for the models. They have the highest incentive to just replace them with AI, right? They're in the business of selling the content.
I know.
So
I know. So
they're the ones that have the market for this, and they can actually sell this and make a bunch of money without paying any models. They just train their thing. And, you know, you can run, like, I could do this. I could run Stable Diffusion locally, and there are no restrictions on NSFW content at all. And I can create, you know, Putin, Donald Trump, Klaus Schwab, you know, Epstein, Island Boys, Pope, Gurabia, you know, calendars, and print those off.
And it's, I've never, like, 私個人はさ、その漫画とかアニメとか、まあ、要は何二次元のキャラクターに何か性的な魅力を感じるっていうことがない。まあ、子供の時とかはさあるじゃん、Oh, Prince Eric かっこいいみたいな。
誰だよ Prince Eric。
Little Mermaid、 Little Mermaid、
oh.
でもこう大人になってから別にそういう興味がないから、その例えばアニメでもそうだし AI でもいいんだけど、実在しない人物の絵とかを見てなんかエロい気持ちになるとかが一切ないわけ。だからこのグラビア、 AI グラビアの写真集とかをさ買いたい、まあ、自分は思わないからどういう気持ちなのかなっていうのが不思議だけど、さつき愛じゃなくてね、もう一人なんかいるんだよ、この AI のこうバーチャルモデルで。先週か先々週ぐらいに結構話題になってたと思うんだけど、日本でね、あの、
うん、
明らかに AI なの。まあ、このサツキアイもなんかちょっと AI 味あるけどさ、そういう感じの、まあ、限りなく本物に近いけど本物じゃなさそうな、なんか毎回顔のアングルがちょっと同じような感じで、でツイッターのアカウント持ってるのがいて、そのコメント見てるとみんななんかその子に話しかけてんの。今日も可愛いねとかそういう、なんかおじさんたちが、
It's Black Mirror.
なんか
Isn't this Black Mirror? Like what it?
It is Black Mirror. Yeah. Really? Like 本物だと思って話しかけてる人もいるし、 AI だって分かってるけど多分アニメのキャラみたいなのと同じなんていうのテンション、ですごい可愛いみたいな、エロいとか言ってる人もいるし、なんかその、まあ、日本だとね確かに別に実在の人間じゃなくてもエロい対象として見る人は多分いっぱい元からいるから、
Oh yeah.
AI でもいいのかって思うけど、いやでもコメント見てるとなんかすごい、なんだろうこれは、不思議な気持ちになる。なんか今日も可愛い、今日も可愛いねみたいなさ、いやそりゃそうだろうみたいな、だって AI だから
You never know.
今日も明日も昨日も同じだわみたいな。
You never know. Did you look up the hashtag on Twitter? AI Gravia?
No. No. めっちゃある。
Wow. Just, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of them.
Oh, it's different now. This is like the AI Gravia, like,Renaissance.
Like, yeah, no, I've seen them. Yeah, I've been following this. Not the hashtag AI Gurabia, but it's been everywhere, like all over Japanese internet.
But they're really good. You can't tell
it that is they're really
AI. Good. You can't tell that they're AI generated. Maybe there's a few here and there where it kind of looks off, but I swear you can't tell. There's no way you can tell.There's no way.
You can tell because it's all in the same style.
They're not. They're not all in the same style.
Like the popular ones are always in the same style, and the face angles are quite limited.
From what I saw yesterday, there's insane variety, insane quality, and you can't tell.
I think if it's different girls, maybe you can't, but, you know, some people try to make a lot of pictures of the same girl, same character, and it seems like it's not easy to make the same character with different angles.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean? It's like, when you have different angles, different images of what's supposed to be the same person generated, like you can kind of see...Like, there's some differences in their facial structure or their body. Like, the proportions are different. The eyebrows are slightly different. But yeah. just one at a time, though, I really don't think people can tell. And if they can tell, then next week or the week after they can't tell or whenever. But yeah. I think we're there. And I think people will use this content the same way they'd use the non-AI generated content, you know?
Yeah.
For better or worse, I'm not sure, but you know, this statement that they have created a physique.
男の理想をギュッと詰め込んだ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of like it's kind of a profound statement. It seems simple. It seems simple, but it's profound in that, like, we're literally creating the imagination, almost on you know, this whole AI thing with the prompts. It really makes me think of like the genie problem. So like whenever there's a genie and there's like a lamp and you rub the lamp and you get your wishes, the problem in the genie story is always how you phrase these requests, right? So yeah. like this can, you're granted wishes, the genie has all the power and you can create what you want. But the things that we decide to create as a civilization, the things that we ask for and how we ask for them is sort of going to determine whether it's good or bad. And I don't know if this particular thread of like the AI generated erotic content is like a good thing to ask for or not a good thing to ask for, or if this is how it should come into being. Like, what do you think?
I don't know. So this other Grabia idol or AI character that I saw on Twitter, she or the creator is selling, you know, like graphic contents that has a paywall, right?
Okay.
そうなってくるとまあそのね本物の人間がやらなくてもいいんだったらまあそれはそれでなんていうのまあ、後悔したりとかさ傷つく人が少なくなるっていう意味ではいいのかもしれないし、
うん、
I don't know. I mean, porn these days too, right? I mean, a lot of people are selling their content on OnlyFans or whatever, and they're not showing their faces.
Hmm.
And it seems like people don't really care. People don't really need to see your face.
I think content with faces is going to be more popular, but
yeah, but I you know, there's this trend, right, where 普通の人が like selling their own thing and they never really show their faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, まあそういう意味の多様性というかさ、別にね、みんながみんなこれまでのコンベンショナルな方法でやらなくてもいいっていうのは、まあ、いいのかなと思うけど I don't know. It's really interesting that だからそもそもだからコンベンショナルな方法とか以前に人じゃなくてもいいのかっていう、
うん、
それがねなんていうか I don't know.
Well, it doesn't. The way I think about this, and I've been trying to understand, like, what the best frame is for understanding what's going on with all this stuff. I think we're sort of falling inward into like this. this dream world, right? So like dreams are created from the contents of our minds, right?
Yeah.
And the AI universe right now, I mean, this is, it's all coming from our imagination. And then when you're in a dream, you're looking at things that aren't real, but you don't realize that they're not real, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really all about pursuing perfection, right? I saw that some AI created, like some people asked AI to create perfect men and women on social media.
Okay.
And it's like, なんかインスタにいる美男美女の平均値みたいな顔が出てくるわけじゃん。
うん。
でそれパッて見て、あ、確かにみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
It was a white woman and white man, but like, こうノーズプラスティしてあって、リップフィラーしてあって、you know, prominent cheekbones, and it's this like really typical, like
plastic quote, perfect, surgery quote, face.
Mm, not too obvious, but yeah, like 最近流行りの顔があるわけじゃん。
Well, I don't think the average is really the ideal, though, right?
Mm, demo, you know what I mean. There's this trend, right? Like everyone has a similar face.
Not overweight, not overly pale, you know.
Yeah, and the perfect nose, perfect lips, and just... その理想の形の流行りがあるわけじゃん。それをまあ持った人の顔が出てくるわけだよね。
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody wants that face. And まあこの AI とかもさ、AI グラビアのキャラとかもなんか別に不祥事とか起こさないし、で誰かと付き合ったりとかもしないし、There's no flaws and she's perfect.She doesn't get old.
Right.
Right. So, like everyone's pursuing perfection. And that's...
Well, perfection's a moving target. It's sort of the cultural ideal, an averaged cultural ideal of the moment, I think, is as close as you can get, right? So, like, the timing matters.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I guess that's what the average is. It's sort of you're snapshotting what's popular now and coalescing that.
Yeah, and like everybody has a shared idea of what perfect looks like now. And AI can grasp that.
Mm. How hot do you think this Satsuki Ai is?
She's cute.
Is she super attractive? Is she like the most attractive...You know, like ideal face and body.
I guess in Japan, yeah, right? Like, こういう幼っぽい顔でおっぱいが大きくてみたいな。で、なんか innocent に見える。
Really? I don't really see anyone in real life that goes for that look. I feel like that look is popular among osan that buy these things.More than
like, yeah, but aren't they the target?
Yeah,
they are, right? Yeah,
that they're the ones that buy these things. But that's
so
not
this is perfect.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not sort of a general ideal in Japan. I think it's sort of the you know people who buy these things, which is different, right?
Yeah, まあでもこの子にさじゃあ言い寄られてさ断るかって言ったら断らないでしょ大体の人は
Yeah, I mean, most
Right?
Most you people
say, You wouldn't say no Like, ew
I wouldn't say ew But, like, I mean,、yes. she's not really my type, I guess you know, I prefer
たぬき顔の妹系美少女だいや、そうだよね、たぬき顔
Right.
妹系、うん、そういうプロンプトなのかね。たぬき顔。
I saw other AI グラビア images that were far more compelling. when I was searching the hashtag. But yeah, I don't know where all of this is going. If I were a young female Instagram influencer, though, I would sort of question, you know, whether it makes sense to diversify or sort of combine your, you know, incorporate your personality and sort of create something that's not just images of an attractive girl. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
That's sort of in the crosshairs at this point.
So, did you... またグラビアアイドルとかだってさ、別に可愛い子はいっぱいいてみんな可愛いけどさ、誰のファンになるかって言ったら、そういうこう喋り方が可愛いとかさ、言ってることが可愛いとか、そういうのもあるわけでしょ、本来は。
Yeah, and I think the content of your, like your thoughts, your imagination, your who you are is inherently more unique and immune to AI encroachment than your physical attractiveness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in some ways, as negative as this may be for some people, it may also be an equalizer in the long run between attractive people and less attractive people. Right? If I was a very unattractive person, then I think Instagram influencing would not be as accessible to me, right?
Yeah. I guess. まあ今も結構なんかもうサチュレイレっていうかさ、結局みんなフィルター使って同じような顔になってるから、なんていうか、being attractive っていうことの意味、インセンティブというか、逆に薄れてるような気もするけどね。
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell. I do know that there is an insane number of highly attractive women that are far more attractive than anyone in Hollywood. Like way more attractive, right? Like just physically. And
yeah, thanks to the filters. And I see a lot of
content. Without the filters, no sweat. Zero filters, no sweat. Hollywood has nothing
there
on the general public. The general public is more generates way more attractive people than some celebrity, you know,
there
apparatus.
There are a lot of contents these days that are like, you know, when you feel sad about what you look like, just go outside, go to the pool and look around, you know. It's not like on the Instagram where every single girl is super attractive with perfect body. It's just not true. But
I don't know, when I go outside sometimes I think it is true.
I don't, because the Instagram really makes it look like all the girls are hot because of these filters. And the filters are so good. It looks real.
Yeah. Everyone's using a filter real. Is like the new, it's the new everyone's taking steroids, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like everyone is literally taking steroids, but a high percentage of the top 10% of physiques is going to be taking steroids because they're effective, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really see contents, like girl contents with no filter.
What?
I'm serious. I'm really following this filter movement, and literally everyone is using the filter.
People don't need these filters, you know? It's.
They do. I mean,
I feel like
there are a lot of contents that show you like before and after, and it is mind blowing.
Have you seen this, change the subject slightly? There's a robot built by, I think it's called Agility Robotics, that is being, they're controlling it with ChatGPT. And ChatGPT actually writes the code that moves the robot. And it writes that code based on a verbal prompt.
Wow.
So someone just tells the robot, oh, can you clean up this mess? And ChatGPT figures out what that phrase means, converts it into code that will move the robot to pick up those items. Like I don't understand how ChatGPT is like able to do. I don't know how it's interfacing with the visual side, like the camera data. But I don't know. Maybe it can't. Maybe ChatGPT can just look at, you know, the data coming in from the cameras and interpret that. I'm not sure, but I mean, OpenAI has been working on this, you know, ChatGPT for robots thing, but to actually see someone just tell the robot what to do, and then
that's magical.
And ChatGPT can write the code that moves the robot to execute it is like, it's sort of the next step, right? And everything that we have cameras in our faces, we have eyeballs, and everything we see has like linguistic labels. Like if I look around the room, my brain will just tell me like phone, microphone, pillow, chair, carpet. Like it everything is compressed, right? Because I don't look at things and just see every bit of information there. My brain compresses it into language. So I think this will happen like super quick, where robots can be controlled by ChatGPT, and we'll just be talking to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Skynet, Terminator, all this stuff.
And we don't have to do tours anymore. Tsugi.
In a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences, researchers at the University of Adelaide found that prehistoric humans migrating from Africa paused for about 30,000 years in and around the Arabian Peninsula before further dispersing to other regions. The study analyzed ancient and modern genomes and found that during this period, humans slowly adapted to the colder climate of the region before continuing to Eurasia and the rest of the world. The adaptations include genetic variations related to fat storage, nerve development, skin physiology, and cilia, which are hair-like fibers in our airways. The study provides insight into the specific genetic adaptations which enabled human migration out of Africa some 60,000 years ago.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたアデレード大学の研究で、先史時代の人間が6万年前にアフリカを出て他の地域に分散する前に、アラビア半島とその付近の地域から移動せずに約3万年の間とどまっていたことを発見しました。研究では古代と現代のヒトゲノムを解析し、3万年の間に人類がアラビア半島の寒冷な気候にゆっくりと適応した後、ユーラシア大陸やその他の地域へと出ていったことを明らかにしました。この適応には脂肪の蓄積、神経の発達、皮膚の生理機能、気道にある繊毛などに関する遺伝子の変異が含まれています。面白いね。So, why? We don't know why they stayed.
Why they stayed
in the Arabian Peninsula.
Well, they stayed because...
Was it too cold?
Yeah, so if they had kept going, it would be too cold. Because you have to go north. And I think, you know, they did. It's not like they were within, everyone was within the Arabian Peninsula. And certainly they tried to expand further. But they were unsuccessful until those adaptations. And I mean, this is coinciding with some level of linguistic or technological development also, right? So,
right.
But that's a long time.
宇宙に出ていくのと同じようなもんだもんね。その急にさ、寒いところでどうやって暮らしたらいいか分かんないもんね。
Yeah,
I mean, the plants will be different. Like, what you can eat will be different. The clothing or whatever that you need is different.
Yeah, all the resources change. The availability of different rocks, like the availability of, I don't know, flint. Mm-hmm. And your familiarity with wood is from where you were, not where you're going, right? The trees are different. The herbs are different. The berries are different. You know, like everything is different. And those differences are often fatal and, you know, just not helpful differences. And that's what forces this adaptation. So.
Right. It's so interesting when you try to think about what kind of conversations they got. I don't know if they were having full-on conversations, but like, その家族とかで移動するかどうかを決めるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your wife could be pregnant and she wants to stay in a warmer climate or...
Yeah, it's... I don't know what the level of development was 60,000 years ago. I think we have a clear sense up to maybe 15 or 20,000 years ago. But prior to that, at least in my mind, it's sort of murky. I mean, this is before humans had, you know, really spread out and around the world.
But like you have to have mutual agreement to some extent to move to somewhere new, right? You can't just drag all your family and friends to a different location. So you kind of all want to go somewhere.
I think most of the people that went were just, they had to because someone decided...
Yeah, right. I mean, not it doesn't have to be a consensus, but like you have to have friends or whatever, family members that are on the same page as you, right?
Yeah. I don't think it was like democratic necessarily.
Yeah, no, but like...
But some percentage of them would have to want to go and...
Yeah, right?
And because it's very hard, it's very dangerous. Yeah. It's very... I don't know. Like, it's the unknown. Right.
Yeah, so I would assume some were sort of forced to move to another location and some were maybe out of curiosity or, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
it's really interesting.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the state of the world was at this time precisely because it may have been sort of an ice age-y period. You know, where like it was like really cold to try to expand more than that. You know, it's not like the modern Arabian Peninsula where it's like, hey, what's the big deal? You know,
like I think about this a lot since I moved here because, you know, British people and American people are really different, you know, if you generalize it, right? And like the language is the same, but then, なんでこんなにも変わったんだろうみたいな, you know?
Well, it was partly intentional, where, you know, the British actually sounded more American before, and they changed their own accent. British people changed their accent to sound different from Americans, and Americans changed their accent to sound different from British people. But the British accent actually moved also. The current British accent is like used to be a very posh, like high class accent that only certain people were doing, and then it sort of became more mainstream. At least that's what I remember about that story.
Are you talking about RP?
What's RP?
That's like posh-ish. I mean, it's not Queen's English, but...
No, the current normal, like common accent. British accents were posh accents at the time of the American colonies. And not common among just normal British people. At least that's...
Right, yeah, then so then. I mean, I would assume, because, I mean, most people were just peasants and, you know, they were not going to private schools or anything, right?
Yeah, it was like sort of a royalty, sort of high class accent that spread and became far more common among the general public in the UK. I mean, the UK has like so many different accents. I mean, they're all going to have slightly different lineage, but and I mean, this is referring to a time period of 30,000 years, you know.
So
like by comparison, you know, ethnically British Americans are basically identical.
Compared to this, of course. Of course, but I do think about like sort of migration, you know.
Yeah. Well, like how quickly it can affect things.
Yeah. And how we evolve differently.
Yeah, well these people 60,000 years ago leaving Africa are our ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we are related to them. Right?
Yeah.
That may not be true for some people from Africa, because obviously because their ancestors didn't leave. But obviously we all have the same ancestors in Africa.
Yeah.
Although there was some research recently suggesting that rather than sort of a single tribal origin, there were many different populations within Africa that were intermixing with each other before leaving Africa. It's not like one group that was isolated just up and left, right?
Right.
But yeah, people today, depending on where they live, their physiology may not be best suited for living there. So they have to take, I mean, I think a lot of people in the UK take vitamin D supplements, don't they?
Yeah, that's because of the weather.
Yeah, but the people living there didn't evolve there, is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know if... do Irish people take vitamin D supplements? They tend to be...
I would assume so.
Much more fair-skinned.
Yeah.
Like, they have some sort of genetic adaptation, right?
Yeah.
Like, we know that Irish people have, like, some weird different genes, the way that some people in Southeast Asia can hold their breath for like 7 minutes and some people in Nepal can just walk up Mount Everest.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, and now, you know, thanks to airplanes, like we just totally disregard that and move to wherever we want, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, people wear glasses.
Yeah, like this place is so hot, but then, you know, I really like this place and we just do whatever the hell we want.
It's weird to think that these people lived here, like on the same planet 60,000 years ago, that, you know, they lived. They looked up at the stars. They saw the sunrise. They thought about the future. They had dreams and ambitions. You know, I'm going to take down a woolly mammoth one day or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But
and the water, like hard water, soft water, you know, that's different too, right? Some people, I think a lot of Japanese people come to Europe and then their stomach gets fucked up. Like your ancestors' DNAs are like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that happens with lactose.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, so Japanese people generally don't tolerate lactose very well. But if you go to Europe and you have some, I don't know, dairy something, it's going to have lactose, right? Whereas I think in Japan, it does not contain lactose. So
What?
Isn't lactose like removed from a lot of stuff here?
What?
Because people are lactose intolerant? I could be wrong, but I thought like there's like, you know, you can buy milk in Japan that's like doesn't have lactose or something. And that's
I don't know.
I'd have to do more research, but I was under the impression that it's different.
I mean, people are asking like why Japan doesn't have lactose-free milk. So
are you on the Quora?
だからそういう商品も売ってるって書いてある。 The lactose をカットしてる商品も特別な商品としてある。
There are a lot of people that have digestive problems for like years and don't realize that it's because they're consuming lactose.
Yeah. びっくりした。
I have to do some more research on that. But what do you think about humans in the year 2023? Or I guess 62,023 is what I should say.
What?
60,000 years from now.
From now?
Yeah, the year 62,000... And 23 AD.
Are we here?
What do you mean? Are we here?
From now?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not here, are we?
60,000 years from now?
Yeah.
Where did we go?
I don't know, because I thought that the sun will swallow the earth in like some hundreds of years or something.
What? Hundreds of years? No.
Or some thousands? I don't know.
No. That's like,
when is that?
Hundreds of thousands of years away, if not millions of years.
Oh, really?
When will the sun explode? I should remember this. Okay, it's 5 billion years for the...
What?
Okay, but... It depends on when when the sun becomes near the end of its life cycle, when it becomes a red giant, it will expand, and that expansion will actually cause problems for us. First of all, the sun will be much.
So when is that?
It's still billions of years.
Oh wow! I don't know. I somehow thought that would
hundreds,
be like,
hundreds. Of you've thousands. Been living. Under the assumption that the earth will be gone in hundreds of years, no wonder you're feeling depressed.
Like, well, hundreds is not like 100 or 200, but you know, like 900 or something.
That's so soon. That's like tomorrow. That's crazy.
But I'll be gone, so like why would I have to care? My son will be gone too, so I don't really care.
Yeah, well, but these people 60,000 years ago, you know, did whatever they needed to do to keep things going. So, you know, we're here. I don't know. I think people should think about their ancestors and also think about future generations, you know. Hundreds of years from now, thousands of years from now, 5 billion years from now.
I don't know if overthinking helps. I mean, I always look at my cat and it feels like cats are winning this game because they're not thinking, they're not working hard, but yet they're doing really well as species. You know, they evolved
They're trapped.
They're happy.
And I look at humans, you know, doing all of these things, doing all the thinking and researches and development and, you know, constantly, you know, having to innovate. And
it's easier than it's ever been, though.
But then, like, we're both here and we're the one that's super stressed out. So it feels like a species, they're winning.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes
the cat,
I'm like, what are we doing? You know,
those cats,
what are we doing?
The cats that traveled with them out of Africa 60,000 years ago, you know, and became domesticated cats. You know, they picked the right team, I guess. You know, they
yeah,
made the
sure.
right alliances or whatever. I feel like horses
sure.
kind of got screwed over. Like, horses did so much, you know,
yeah,
as a species. And they're not, I mean, there are wild horses, but, you know, they've been kicked off of pretty much all their their space.
Yeah, and dogs, you know, we changed them so much, and some of them can't even breathe on their own. But cats are different, you know. They're being themselves, and they're here. They're doing really, really well. They're all over the world.
Yeah,
and
I agree. Cats are doing really
they're
well.
They're not stressed out. Yeah, and it's really mind-blowing if you think about it, you know. Like, well, we're working so hard, stressing ourselves out. We're all depressed and, you know, just mental health issues and everything just to be here.
Well, I think that those, but I think the mental health issues, a lot of this comes from getting caught up in the culture, the rat race, sort of the capitalist machine that we're embedded in this society. And you can get your mind in a space broader than that, greater than that, by thinking about the past, the future, the planet, the scale of what's going on, the context for everything that's happening on this planet, you know, is grand. We're on a, I mean, this is, there, I mean, there are valid reasons to be anxious. You know, I actually believe and have for many years believed that this is the singularity. Like, this is it. Like, strap in. It's happening now, that we are embedded in a technological metamorphosis right now. And we don't have any guarantee of a stable future the way that some generations past might have had.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. The Mayans can make a calendar out to, what was it, 2021? There's no way we could make a calendar out that far. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
So there are reasons to be concerned, but
yeah, too much uncertainty for us to handle.
And it keeps going up.
Yeah.
The uncertainty level keeps going up and up, and you know, now you have like AI Gurabia. Oh, what are we gonna do?
Yeah. All right, it's totally unrelated. But did you see? Are you seeing the news about this orca in Spain? Like sinking boats.
I saw the video, and I think there have actually been like 4 or 5 instances in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think it was 3, but it's I really like this. It's so interesting.
That the whales are suddenly trying to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of our ocean. Like, what are you guys doing? Stop taking our fish. They finally figured out who was taking their fish.
They don't know how it started, but they think that it might be one orca that was traumatized by one of the boats and sort of started doing that, and young generation caught up on it, and they're all doing that now.
Isn't that the exact plot at the end of A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Hmm?
A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams.
Okay. So,
it's a book.
Is it a book?
It was made into a movie, but the book is much better. But
okay, as always.
At the end, I think I'm referencing this correctly, but the dolphins evolve and decide to declare war against human beings. I hope this is the right book. It just sounds so... It's a very weird book.
Oh, there's a really famous art, like, sashie of that story, maybe, in Japan.
That story?
Yeah, like, the dolphins are wearing these, like, war helmet type thing, and then there's a... Iruka ga semete kuru mitaina kaite atte. It's this very dramatic drawing.
Right.
And I think that's from the book that you're talking about right now.
Well, people have speculated that they're intelligent enough to sort of identify a novel enemy in the natural hierarchy, right? And yeah, I guess the theory here, at least some whale expert said that, you know, a boat probably hit a whale and it died, and now the whales are like seeking revenge on
Well, they
on
didn't say that. No, they said that one orca got badly injured, and then that orca started attacking the boat, and then some other orca saw it.
Yeah, that's the same
thing. Or it could
be
just a fun hobby, they said. Like, they don't know how it actually happened.
But don't you think they know that they're attacking something? If they didn't want to break the rudder off, they could easily not break the rudder off, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they are doing this on purpose, for sure. It is intentional, because it's dangerous
supporting
for
them
to do this.
Are you on their side?
No, I'm just... I just think that it's really interesting, because humans don't really encounter these things anymore.
I wouldn't want to take a side against them, just in case they start winning. You know,
they start winning. Yeah.
You never know.
It's just interesting.
I mean, that's sort of the, you know, Planet of the Apes story too, right? It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or Birds by Hitchcock.
Yeah.
You know, the birds are just like, fuck these guys. And they just start, you know,
attacking,
coordinating on a scale that's like, impossible. Literally, like, millions of birds coordinating. Like, that's one thing that's scary about birds, is like, they can organize better than humans. Like, you try to get humans on the same video call, like, that many people, or get humans to meet at a restaurant, like, that many people at the same time, there's no way. It's like, I'm running late. I'm on my way. And they're, you know, they're sitting at home, haven't even put their socks on yet. But these birds are just, they're just lined up perfectly. No one's shoving the bird next to them off the, you know, off the perch. Like, they're all very respectful and coordinated.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, I watched, so I think last week I turned on Netflix and they were pushing this movie called Old to me.
Okay.
With Gaeru Garashi Abedinaru. And I didn't know anything about this movie. I was kind of tired of, like, you know, flipping through Netflix. So I was like, okay, why not? And I started watching it. And 10 minutes in, I saw there's a driver. And the driver was M. Night Shyamalan. And I was like, this is his movie. I was like, should I watch this? Or I don't know about this.
Wait, what is the movie called?
Old.
Okay.
So the plot is, with no spoiler, this family goes to this resort vacation, and the hotel concierge person or owner or whatever recommends them to go to this private beach. And they get there with some other people and...
The island boys.
And they're trapped. They can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And this beach is like has a supernatural power type thing, and you are getting old really fast, and they're stuck there.
It's like Interstellar.
That's the story.
Beach.
Yeah, that's the story.
Is it good?
The plot, the idea was really good, and I liked how it ended. but
how's the dialogue and the directing?
I didn't like the script. I didn't like the dialogues at all, because it's very
Shyamalanian.
It's very Hollywood. It has a lot of expositions, like just expositions after expositions. And
can you give an example?
Just, they say a lot of things that they don't need to say.
Like
it's
what?
Like they really try to make the audience understand the background or settings of these characters, and they have to somehow verbalize them instead of just implying them. それだけちょっとハリウッド味がすごい強くて、って感じだったけど、and some scenes were kind of like, you know, they try to make it look shocking and they are sort of forcing it. But
I like,
でも話は面白かった。I think it's based on some webtoon or some, you know, book or whatever.
Okay.
The idea was fun.
I like M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
I know a lot of people don't. But didn't he make Unbreakable? He made that movie.
Yeah.
Also, right? Yeah, I love like, Unbreakable.
Yeah.
And Signs is also a masterpiece.
Yeah, Signs was good.
Masterpiece. I know some people think it's stupid, but
hit and miss 感があるじゃん。
I like that.
Like, didn't he make that?
He's not afraid.
なんか多重人格のやつ。Wasn't it him?
What's that?
なんか女の子がさを誘拐してシャアだって誘拐してさ。なんか No? How do I...Oh my god, this... Oh my god. I'm trying to write his name in katakana and just keeps turning
like the blind,
it into kanji.
Blind girl in a village movie. There's like a cult.
Yeah.
In a forest.
The trees,
is that the one you're talking about?
I'm talking about Split. You're talking about The Village, right?
Right. Yes.
No, I'm talking about Split. That was That was kind of like, ugh.
He has severe misses, but I like, you know, an artist that has hits and misses, because it's like, it means they're taking risk and they're trying weird ideas. And this new movie sounds like a weird idea. So...
Yeah, so it's this like, might be really good, but then like it might be really bad.
Just don't bore me with these movies lately. Mm-hmm. It's so boring. Like,
we have established that you're just watching all the shitty Hollywood movies, and that's why you say this. So
I try to. I mean, I don't like what. Everyone likes different stuff. And I just, you know, I'm not, you know, Spider-Man 11 or whatever, like.
Yeah, so as I said, we have already established that your opinions on movies are all based on you just watching all these Hollywood
Spider-Man
shitty
11.
Movies. So
I've stopped watching them for that reason, but.
Yeah, there are so many movies that are non-Hollywood that are
Did
really
you watch,
good, so you should try that.
The Little Mermaid?
No.
I saw some articles saying that The Little Mermaid was really bad.
Okay.
That the rating sites had to like change their algorithm specifically for
what?
Little Mermaid to like not show the rating that it actually has. It's so bad. But it's like, it's kind of controversial it's obviously controversial because the rating site, in this case IMDb, is saying, well, there's bots and there's like brigading and there's like all this, there's like a campaign against this movie for like, I don't know, for some reason, political reasons or whatever. That's their assertion and justification for changing the rating, but the rating moves from like 4 out of 10 to 7 out of 10. So now all of a sudden the movie has like a good rating. But if you look at the votes, most people gave it 1 star.
Okay.
So.
I don't know. I saw some people saying it, they liked it, but I'm curious because, you know, I saw a picture of Sebastian and it looks nothing like the original crab, and I kind of want to, I'm kind of curious.
Is it a CGI crab or?
Yeah, it looks like I wouldn't say it looks like a real crab, but it looks more like photorealistic.
I saw the,
then like,
I read a bunch of reviews for this movie and everyone said the CGI is awful. And it's like, looks like it's from 2008 or something. And that was like one of the main complaints, is like the CGI quality was low. It's so there's people that like would have liked the movie, but the bad CGI was like, you know, because they're doing it live action, right? So the CGI needs to look at, like, look real, you know, obviously.
I guess. I mean, yeah, from the pictures of Sebastian and Flounder, they look horrifying.
I saw...
They're not cute at all.
I saw several reviews specifically state, my daughter fell asleep. And one review, this parent actually said that their daughter asked him, can we leave? And they were like at the movie theater.
I mean, my son did that for Mario, like towards the end. He was like, when is this movie ending? Like, when is it coming to an end? And I was like, I guess it's
I don't think I ever
end.
Did that as a kid. I just watched the movie, you know?
I don't think I ever did that, but I also think that I was a lot older when I went to the movie theater for the first time. I definitely was not 4, so...
I think attention spans are different now. Like, if a kid doesn't like a movie, it's like they want to do something else, you know?
I mean, the kids nowadays have way more control in choosing the content, right? So
and
it's not
of
just like
parents.
Watching TV and and you have to watch what's on.
The idea of options and alternatives is like obvious to children now, whereas when I was a kid, it's like, this is the only movie. Like, what do you mean watch something else? Like,
and we were used to having to sit through something that was really shitty. It's
we
like
paid
okay
for
we
it. We
yeah, like
went
we
to
started
the store
watching this, so.
We rented the tape, we brought the tape back, we just paid like $5 or whatever. And it's like, you're not going to watch the movie? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we were used to that. And even TV, you know, there's nothing to watch, but it's still on and everyone's watching it. But yeah, kids nowadays don't do that. It's like, they never have to sit through something that's so shitty. So
I think Japan's still like that, you know. For a lot of older people, you turn the TV on, you check the 6 different channels or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and you pick the best one. But
yeah, I mean, in any country, older generations are still that way, I think. But yeah, kids are different. And
but cable TV is much more ubiquitous and elsewhere, I think. Like, at least, I mean, I'm not sure about everywhere, but Japan has not very much cable.
I'm waiting for the Barbie movie.
Wow, there's going to be a Barbie movie? Is it live action? Are they going to cast the actual, like, Ken and Barbie plastic surgery couple?
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. And I think there's a reason why they cast them. Like, they're not young, right? And I think it's going to be, like, a really meta movie. I don't know, but
kind of curious. It's not going to be this like super cute, fluffy like Barbie movie.
I just get that song stuck in my head. The I'm a Barbie, the Barbie world. Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Do you like Barbie?
No, I didn't like Barbie when I was a child. I was more of a... Not Rika-chan, but there was Jenny-chan.
Jenny?
Jenny-chan te atta nda yo ne, yeah. 私はジェニーちゃん派だった。ジェニーちゃんってな、リカちゃんと同じ会社なのかな、わかんない。多分そうかな。
Is that still a thing? Do people still get like dolls, right? Like those kinds of dolls?
どうなんだ、わかんない。いや、うち女の子いないから。
No dolls in your home. Not a very doll heavy selection.
あ、でもあの赤ちゃんの人形あるじゃん。ちょっと大きめの。あれを持ってる女の子はよく見るけど。
The one with the eyes that open when it sits up?
Yeah, そういうのを持ってる子はたまに見るけど。
Mm-hmm.
ジェニーちゃんって今でもあるのかな。そう、私リカちゃんは持ってなくて、でバービーはやっぱセクシーすぎるっていうか大人っぽすぎて、私は当時は可愛いと思ってなかったから。
Did you see the Barbie that hits puberty?
Oh yeah, we talked about it, right?
Yeah. Did you see the video of it?
Yeah.
You didn't have、yeah. one of those?
No. I didn't have Barbie. And I didn't have Ken or any male dolls.
There, it seemed to me like there's something... Like, I remember growing up that girls wanted to be adults. Like, it's sort of an idea that occurs earlier in girls than in boys. Yeah. Boys just want to, like, mess around and, you know, do stuff they're not supposed to do. But girls would want to be adults, and it's sort of the tea party thing. It's like, let's pretend we're like grown-ups. You know?
Yeah, that's true. 確かにお母さんごっことかするときも全員がお母さんになりたがるみたいな。その大人の役をやりたいみたいなのは確かにあるよね。その女の子とお母さんごっことかしてたら、うちの息子は大体なんか猫の係とかにさせられてるけど。And he's happy about it, but...I guess girls wouldn't really be happy with 猫の係、so. なんかまあ精神年齢というかね、なんか I don't want to generalize it, but I do see a lot of gender difference here, with little boys and girls. Like, girls are way more complicated, like emotionally. So oftentimes you have to wonder what's going on in their head, like why are they cranky? And once they become moody, it lasts for a long time.For some girls that I hang out with. Whereas boys are way more simple. They're just always talking about poop and wee. And, you know, when they're cranky, you can usually assume what's going on. And then it doesn't really last long.
Yeah. And I think there's, you know, there's boys are more likely to get upset in like an, you know, like mad way. Whereas girls are more likely to...sort of emotionally, I don't know, go, you know, cry and sort of throw a fit. And at least from my experience with friends, children.
Yeah, it's definitely not a social construct. I used to think that it's, you know, it might be something that society created, the gender difference in children. But
yeah,
I see that it's real, and you know, well, boys are really both, always right? talking about
it's both but it's both of these things, and I've never heard anyone admit this, but like it is genetic and physiological and biological, but there is also a cultural, you know, component, and then every person in themselves, you know, feels there's a range of sort of stereotypically masculine presentation and the same for the girl side.
I think most parents naturally know this or come to learn this, but it's definitely both. But then, you know, boys do love talking about poop and pee, and no one teach them to do that, or no one says things like, oh, you know, boys are supposed to like these things, or, you know, oh, you're a boy, so you must like talking about poop. No one's like pushing them.
You forced your child to talk about poop by pushing gender stereotypes on them. And, you know, that's the implication of it, you know, not being an innate thing, or not, they're not being an innate component, but that's
it's
ridiculous.
It's really interesting because girls might be there in the same room and maybe they'll laugh a little bit, but they don't do this. And this gender difference, it's really striking. It's like, why? Like, why do boys like talking about poop? And like, why do they think that it's so funny? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I think people are well-intentioned in trying to avoid gender stereotyping because it creates certain expectations.
Yeah.
But to describe trends that are not absolute, you have to talk in generalizations and acknowledge, you know, the lived experience that there is a difference. And it's not just something that parents are doing or society is doing.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, I wrote an essay about this before having a child, you know, and I am being careful around my kid. I mean, I see some moms say things like, you know, you're a boy, don't cry, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023, like, that's not what I would do. But, you know, it's their kids, so they should do whatever they want. その差がやっぱあるんだよね、本当に。それは結構不思議っていうか、なんでこうなってんだろうみたいな。
Yeah, and I think boys and girls should be aware of that difference and not, you know, instructed to pretend it doesn't exist or something. Because that could have negative consequences too. Like your expectations will be upended. You know, if that's what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, so, 不思議だよね。
But, you know, there are a lot of serious, professional, academic, gender, I don't know, ologists that would disagree with what we're saying right now. Like, completely.
Yeah, I mean,
this could even be offensive.
Yeah, I mean, your ideal world, I mean, each of us has different views on, you know, what would be ideal as a society, but then, yeah, you can't just deny what's real.
Yeah.
My son loves why... talking about poop and pee, and it's just,
yeah.
It's there.
I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I hate it, and I hated it when I was a child. I never thought it was funny.
It's healthy.
But then, yeah, he can't help it.
But his peers will also think that it's funny. And he can have positive social interactions by engaging in that, talking about pee and poo or whatever.
You have no idea how happy they are.
To this day.
How happy they are.
When I'm hanging out with guy friends and one of us, you know, makes a lewd joke and we sort of stack on the humor, like, that's as fun as it gets. It's completely free. It's not hurting anyone.
Oh.
It's just guys talking and joking around. And it's just... You don't want to be the one that, like, doesn't laugh when someone makes a poo joke if you're 4 years old.
That's not funny.
Like, dude, chill. Like, what is, you know, you don't want to be all uptight about it. Should embrace the poop humor, I think.
Yeah, it's really a big mystery.
Did you see that Air New Zealand will be weighing passengers?
What?
You're going to just start flying Air New Zealand all the time now.
Why?
Karuikara.
Like, does it get cheaper for me, or?
I think as of now, there's no price difference. There's no discount if you weigh. Because
if you weigh more, you have to pay extra?
No, they're not going that far. They're not so foolish. They're going to go one little step at a time, right? So it's like, we're going to weigh you, but it's totally anonymous. No one can see the number on the scale.
What?
And we're going to use that information to more effectively balance the aircraft. So they have all this luggage. They know how much that weighs. And they know where it is on the aircraft. They can have more efficient flight. In other words, they can get closer to the actual capacity of the aircraft if they know where that weight is distributed.
But when do they weigh the passengers? When?
I don't think they said when. I mean, before they fly, but like, and at the airport, right? It must be. So you get in.
I mean, you check in your bag.
You check in your bag and you weigh yourself in at the same time. I think that's what they said. But if you don't have a checked bag, I don't know if you have to go there and like weigh in. But
yeah,
This is the first airline to weigh people. And they're doing it. They're just right up to the line where it would be offensive or bother people, right? It's totally anonymous. I mean, we're already 3D scanning everyone's genitals when they get on an airplane, right? For international flights.
まあでも確かにその荷物のプレイスメント、そのエフィシエンシーを最大化するために荷物のプレイスのウェイトのディストリビューションをいじりたいみたいな意味だったら、まあ別にオフェンシブとかではないよね。
Well, but they're doing the thing that everyone said that airlines shouldn't do, which is to weigh the passengers. But people have always assumed you'd weigh the passengers and it would cost more if you weigh more, right? And then that would be a form of discrimination against
so that's a different story,
body types and stuff.
Yeah, but if it's about luggage distribution, right?
For now.
Yeah.
Should they?
It's not.
How far can they take this?
Not offensive.
How far can they take it, you think?
I don't know. でも昨日飛行機乗ったんだけどさ、なんかもうすぐそのリクイッドの何制限をなくそうとしてるじゃん、多分欧州は。
Really?
うん、だから今も一応、今も一応そのバッグからリクイッドを出してさ、まあジップロックに入れて、セキュリティ取るときはバッグから出さないといけないんだけど、多分それをやんなくてよくなるし、なんか、かなり緩くなってんなみたいな。昔さやっぱそういうテロとかいろいろあった直後はもうマスカラ1本とかだけでもさバッグに入ってたらもうあこれリクエだから今捨ててねとか言われたけど、最近さそのコンタクトとかまあなんだろうちょっとした液体を普通にバッグに入れてても誰にも何にも止められないし誰も気にしてない感じがする。
Well, I guess it's been a while since you know, all the orange jumpsuits and like ISIS and the explosions and stuff.
Yeah.
But someone just, didn't some guy, he was like, he thought the air was like getting pretty stuffy in the aircraft and he just opened the door. Like,
Oh yeah.
Was that in China?
Yeah. だったかな、中国だね。開けれるんだって思ったんだけど普通に。あれなんか開けたくてもさ、
開けれないなんか仕組みになってるのかと思った。
I've heard that too. I think it depends on the... Wait, how does the door open? Does the door open outwards? Or does it open...
Yeah, outwards, right?
You wouldn't want it to open inwards because if people rush the door, no one can get out. So it must open outwards.
Yeah, だって飛行機降りるときにさ、ドアこういう風になってるよね。You don't have to like go so, around the door.
So why can't you open it in the air? Like, do you remember a reason?
No, I thought it would be locked or, you know, I thought it would be more complicated.
Well, you have to move the lever and stuff. You know, it is locked, but anyone can.
I know, but like, I thought that it would be more complicated so the normal passenger cannot easily figure it out.
No, no, it's specifically designed so that a normal passenger can figure it out. That's what their design goal is, right? Because if you're in that aisle, I don't know if you've sat in that aisle, but, you know, they're like, are you going to be able to open the door if there's an emergency? And you have to say, like, yeah, I've got it, you know?
They've never asked me that. They always say, like, are you going to be able to assist? And I say yes, but they've never asked me specifically, like, can you open the door? Because I don't know how to open the door. They've never asked me that.
I think if you're in that aisle... They actually give you instructions on when to open the door and when not to open the door, and that you're supposed to look out the window and look for, like, I don't know, flaming debris or something before you open the door.
They've never said that to me. I like those seats, but they always just say, like, are you going to be able to help?
I'm surprised someone didn't stop him from opening the door. Or maybe they thought what you thought, and they're like, ah, he's you know, not going to be able to open it. So they didn't react. But if I was on the plane and someone was trying to open the door, I would stop them because I don't want to die.
I would buckle up.
Well, that's not the issue is the depressurization. And that if, depending on your altitude, everyone in the plane will just black out with, you know, in like a minute. And only if they deployed the oxygen masks would you be able to remain conscious, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
It looked kind of nice, actually. I saw a picture of the plane with the door open, and the people that were in that row next to the door, like, the hair is just blasted back, and they're just... But, like, it was, like, kind of a nice day. Like, there's some sunlight and some nice... You know, I like driving with the window down, you know?
Yeah, but that's totally different. You're not going to be able to breathe.
I'm saying it looked nice. I know that it wasn't actually nice.
It's so scary.
But it looks, you know, like sometimes I think it'd be nice to roll down the window, like on a plane. I know you can't, but...
Yeah.
It does. The air does get really, like, stale and weird, you know? It's like this airplane air is, you know?
Yeah, it's really dry.
Like, I understand what that guy's saying about why he opened the door. I'm not saying he should have opened it. You don't... He just said it was, like, stuffy. He felt like he couldn't really... You know,
it
like the
never
air
feels
was...
stuffy to me. Feels like the air
really?
Is... Dry and fresh.
Fresh? Coming out of that little twist nozzle thing on.
Yeah,
fresh?
It's always kind of cold and I don't know.
Fresh?
It felt like, oh, I wish I could open the window or the door.
Yeah, I mean, people shouldn't do that, obviously.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
There was one other thing I wanted to mention, that there's a new dinosaur that has been discovered.
Okay.
And its head, it looks like a toothbrush.
What?
And it's called Toothbrushosaurus.
No way.
I'm just kidding. It's called Pachycephalosaurus.
Hmm?
Pachycephalosaurus. is the official name. But if you just Google toothbrush head dinosaur, you'll...
Pachycephalosaurus ってもういない？あの頭硬いやつじゃないの？
I thought that was different, but... I mean, unless I got the wrong scientific
name. Wait, how do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Pachycephalosaurus.
That's Pachycephalosaurus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one with the ishiatama, right?
Then what's the new toothbrush head dinosaur?
I don't know.
古いのこれ。
え?
I think it's new dinosaur. At least I wasn't familiar with the toothbrush head.
Oh, new dinosaur. Species of Pachycephalosaurus. サウルスじゃなくてパキセファロソーラの新しい種。
ああ、そっか。
ああ、そう、ああ、OK、OK。So the 石頭の部分が、it looks like toothbrush because it has this なんか線がいっぱい入ってる。ああ、OK、OK。I don't know many names of dinosaurs, but you know, this one is...I think quite famous.
すごいじゃん。
え、でも大体なんか何個ぐらいしかないじゃん、そのみんなが知ってる名前ってさ。No?
I didn't know Pachycephalosaurus was one of those. But...
Hmm.
I mean, what are the top five dinosaurs for you?
Like T-Rex, Stegosaurus...トリケラトプス。Is there Brachiosaurus yet still?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brontosaurus がないんだよね。So, Brachiosaurus and Pachycephalosaurus and Ovosaurus? Was that the name? あの、卵持ってるやつ。
Ovoraptor? I think that's a raptor.
Raptor. Yeah, and then...
Velociraptor.
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah, Velociraptor.
There's like Allosaurus, Armorsaurus.
Spinosaurus とか.
Yeah, Spinosaurus.
Yeah, so...
I like Dimetrodon. Dimetrodon was actually popular even though it wasn't a dinosaur.
Okay.
Because Dimetrodon has a different shoulder...joint construction, sort of like an alligator or a lizard or something.
Right.
But it was still, I think, fairly popular when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah, pterodactyls. Yeah, pterodactyl is not a dinosaur, right? Yeah, so, when I was a kid, I was looking at the dictionary, like,トップの恐竜というか、は一緒で、and I can't remember the other names because it's just hard to pronounce and it's hard to remember.
Totally unrelated. I just this occurred to me the other day. I was wondering when you order a coffee or something at a cafe.In what order do you say the attributes of what you're ordering? So,
どういうこと?
So if I, for example, if I went to Staba and I was ordering like toru size no drip coffee, I would say like toru size no drip coffee ice de, right? So like there's toru, the 大きさ
size,
and what I'm ordering, and then ice ka hotto, right? And like, what order are you supposed to say those three things in? Or I guess I'm asking you, what order do you say those three things in?
英語だからさ、アイスを最後に言っちゃダメだよね、英語の場合は。
Right.
でしょ?なんかアイスラテって言わないとラテアイスとか言わないじゃん、
うん、
でも私は基本絶対にディカフ頼むからそれを真っ先に言う、ディカフラテ、
so I'd like a decaf ice latte、and do you let them ask you what size or do you say the size?
Yeah, they always ask me the size because I never tell them. I always forget. In my mind, it's like 普通に何でもいい。なんかミディアム、なん、何、普通の大きさ。So, yeah, I never say the size.
I think the other day I did it in a different order and I said like アイスのドリップコーヒー。トールサイズで、and it sounds weird. I'm like, I don't know. Like, how would you say it in Japanese then?
デカフェのラテください。
No, you're at Staba, and you have to say.
スタバあんま行かないね。
ショート or トール or whatever.
だからそれは聞かれるから後で言う。トールでみたいな。
So what would you?Would you just say like ドリップコーヒー and just wait? You're not going to say the size or ice or hot?
I say デカフェの、デカフェのラテ。でも大体、あ、だからね、私冷たいもの頼まないんだよね。だから夏とかそんなカフェ行かないから。
This is just hypothetical. You don't have to...
I never have to specify like hot or cold. It's always kind of obvious to them that I want something hot.
How would you phrase it? If you were ordering what I'm ordering, right?
Yeah. Like,
would you say the size first or would you say ice first or would you say what you're ordering first?
アイスを最初に言うかもね。そのマイケルのものを頼む、代わりにだから頼むとしたら、アイスのドリップコーヒーくださいって言って、サイズどうしますかって言われて、あ、どうしようかな、あ、じゃあトールでみたいな感じ。
Right, but then you have to, they have to ask you, right? And you, there's one more step there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid that, like on purpose. I want to get my full order in.
The thing is, I don't do takeaway. Usually, I sit there and drink my coffee. Mm-hmm. So they put it in an actual cup. So they don't, I don't think they ask me the size, do they? I don't know. え、そんな考えたことない。しかもそんな決まった順番とかないんだけど。だからそれがすごいマイケルにとってはルーティーンになってるからってことでしょ?
Well, I didn't realize it was a routine until I did it in a different order and I felt like the interaction was less smooth, but they may have a preference, right? The people that work there may have a preference.
確かにね。
That's what I'm trying to satisfy. I don't want to have the clunky order.
どうなんだろうね確かにでもそしたらやっぱ最初にアイスって言ってほしいかもしれないよね
But then you can't add the size on unless they ask you. It sounds weird.
ねどういう順番で入力してんのか分かんないかスタバで働いてる人にそれ今度聞いてみればいいじゃんそのお姉さんにさどの順番で言ったら一番、
oh、すごい
その店員さんにとってベストですかって聞いてみればいいじゃんそしたら教えてその答え私にも
I can say it here but
なんでよ聞いてきてよ私聞いてきてあげようかでもちょっとロンドンバージョンと日本バージョンでスタバによって違うかもしれないちょっと聞いてこようか
It's different in English you have to say ice first
うんそれは文法的な問題じゃん
You could put the size and then ice I'd like a large ice coffee
Yeah.
And that'd be the most normal way to say it in English.
そうだね。いや、あ、なのかな。わかんない。聞いてみて。
Maybe I will. I don't know.
Like, I'm never smooth. So I go to Five Guys, right? And
okay.
And try to order something. And I'm always like, I don't know what to say. So I'm just like...I want the little hamburger. And what do they call it? All in? like なんか、トッピング全部追加みたいな。
All in?
Or how do they call it? で、そっからなんか subtract していくわけ。
In Hawaii, they say loaded. I don't know why I remember that, but
loaded. Do you want your
potato loaded? If you say loaded, there's like bacon and cheese and all sorts of stuff goes in there.
Ah, right. Eh, でもなんか they have all the way だ.
All the way.
Whoa. All the way. And then I say all the way, and then but without this and this and this.
Hmm.
Because that's the most efficient way for me to say, because there are so many kinds.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
But I'm always like stuttering. Like, so I don't know.
I'm very deliberate. I have my shoulders back. I have my chin up. I have a very slight smile. You have to smile with your eyes a little bit too.
Yeah.
And you want a perfectly smooth delivery.
Are you nervous?
No.
Do you have to prepare yourself?
No. When I tie my shoes, I'm doing it the most efficient.
Okay.
You know, there's a way to do things that's minimizes friction and maximizes your positive interactions and stuff. I don't know. Should I be slumped and like scurry in there and like mumble my order?
Is it because your Starbucks is crowded?
No.
And there's a queue?
No. Why? Am I being weird?
No, I just don't even think about these things. Like,
well, you said that you're awkward and you don't know what to say. So that's what I think about. And then I'm just don't want to have an awkward interaction.
I don't mind it. I don't mind being awkward. Like, I'm just being a normal human.
I don't mind. But other people mind. The person I'm interacting with minds. Right?
I guess they're used to it.
I mean, probably.
Like, another person who doesn't know what she wants. Like,
yeah. I mean, they'll survive.
Not a problem.
Mm.
Well, maybe I talked about this, but I go to this cafe and I always get chai latte. But then sometimes I don't want anything sweet. But then this girl is like, she sees me and she's like, chai latte? And this one time, the first time she did it, I didn't want to say no, and so I went along even though I didn't want it. I was like, oh, she remembers me and she knows what I usually want, and I don't want to discourage her, so yes please.
I get self-conscious about how often I'm going somewhere when people remember me. Like, do I come here that much? Like, there's millions of people that come here.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, is that a bad thing?
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm just some...
You live there?
Himajin that's like always there. You know?
But they're not judging you or anything, right? They just recognize you.
Yeah.
でもなんか日本でよくそういうの聞くよね。あのコンビニとかでさ、あいつもこれ買ってますよねとか、あの覚えててくれてると急に行けなくなる人がいるみたいな。
Well, someone said that to me yesterday, I think. Some guy working there is like, oh, you always get this. I'm like, what? I've never seen you in my life.
What?
I didn't say that, but but I was like, wow, how does he know?
Was it a Starbucks or?
I almost don't even want to say at this point, but yeah, it was.
Combini?
No, I was at a staba.
Staba?
Yeah. And then my oshibori had like a little drawing on it and like a thank you message.
Yasashi.
But I don't know. I don't think it was from that guy. I think it was from someone else. The person that like gave me the order. But I don't know. They didn't write their name on there or anything, but.
Wow. Also. 一回でもこっちのスタバでなんかありがとうじゃないけどなんか日本語書いてくれた人がいて、
うん、
びっくりしたことはあるけど、
うん、Did you respond?
Yeah, I was like, ha ha ha, like, thanks.
But you're supposed to respond in Japanese though.
He didn't speak Japanese to me, I don't think.
But if they say like something like arigato to you,And you just like, ha ha ha, and you don't say something back in Japanese, and aren't they going to think
usually,
that you're like Chinese or Taiwanese?
I usually try to speak in Japanese. Like yesterday or 2 days ago. So I was in Brussels, and なんかブラッセルズ行った瞬間にみんななんか日本にすごいいいイメージ持ってる、
hmm.
と思って。なんかそれがタクシーにまず乗るじゃん、空港からホテルまで。Mm-hmm.そしたら、oh, Where are you guys from? って言われたのね、
mm-hmm.
で普通に Oh, we came from London って言ったらなんか Oh, みたいながっかりされたから Oh, but we're originally from Japan って言ったら Oh, みたいな Oh, I love Japan I've never been But I saw this documentary And Toyota And I'm always driving a Japanese car And, you know で、oh, ありがとうありがとうそれであの毎月日本に行ってねみたいな話をしてでホテルに着くじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でじゃあチェックインお願いしますって言ったらなんかあこんにちはみたいな日本語で言われて、
mm-hmm.
あのありがとうございますって言われてで私も ありがとうございますこんにちはとか言ってそれで最後も良い夜をって言ってくれたからありがとうございますって言って日本語でちゃんと返してあとあれだイミグレーション空港でもなんかこんにちはとかありがとうとか日本語で言ってくれてすごいなんかベルギーどうしたのどうしたんだろうみたいな。
Well,
イギリスとかはさ日本人慣れすぎてあのロンドンはさ日本人いっぱいいるし別にそんなねわあ日本みたいに誰もしてくれないから急になんかブリュッセルでおおみたいな。
優しい。I think generally people have a positive impression of Japanese tourists. Well, they have a certain impression that can either be positive, like you're talking about, but in some cases they try to take advantage of Japanese tourists.
Yeah.
Also, you know, but.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like an aru-aru of like, you know, exotic looking people like me who live in some other country, English speaking country, where people are like,Where are you from? And then, or where did you come from today? みたいな、
mm-hmm.
And you say something like London or New York, and then people get sort of disappointed, like, oh, like that's not what I wanted to ask, but then I can't press it because it might be rude, you know?、
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of curious why she looks this way. And now、mm-hmm. I recognize that. So I always add, like, you know, I flew from UK. So it's not like I came all the way from Japan, but then I am originally from Tokyo. And
right.
People get happy about it.
Well, I have that, but like an extended version where, like, even if I say that I'm from Tokyo, that's not a satisfactory explanation
yeah,
when they see
yeah.
me. So it just keeps yeah, yeah. going.
Yeah. So. So ね、まあ日本だったら確かにはっきり聞いてくるっしょ。なんか、え、そういうことじゃなくてみたいな人もいるじゃん。Mm.こっちはさやっぱ一応それがルールになっちゃうかなってみんな思うからさなんかちょっとがっかりしながらそこで止めるじゃん So I feel bad like、oh. I think it happened to me in Lisbon too in Portugal、because people assume that I flew all the way from Japan and they get really excited like、wow like you came so far and I have to sort of tell them like、I came from London you know、so、it's not like but、yeah
Just give them the interesting answer they want to hear, you know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Came straight from Tokyo. learned English on the way here.
I'm so tired after the long flight.
Uh-huh.
No.
In reality, what was it? Like a 2-hour flight? Less?
Belgium is like 1 時間. so,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, don't get too excited. It was just 1 hour, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't come all the way from Japan, but
yeah, it was fun. Beer, mussels, and...
What's the story with the peeing...
French fries.
The peeing boy.
I actually don't know. I saw it, but I don't know why it's so famous.
The boy peeing? Is that like a...
Yeah.
Is it like a famous sculpture that made that?
I actually have no idea.
Well, I'm sure they're famous now.
Yeah.
Because they made it. But
I don't know. I should Google it. Hmm. I saw it, but...
What is it called?
Shonbenkozo.
What is it called in English?
わかんない. ションベンコゾって英語でなんて言うの? Peeing boy? 違う? Peeing boy statue.
I typed it into ChatGPT on accident, and I just typed in peeing boy Brussels with no instructions.
Oh, mannequin piss.
Piss means urinating or urine, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Eh, peeing boy sounds cuter, no? Mannequin piss is kind of...
Yeah, mannequin piss.
It celebrates its 400th birthday.
Wow.
でもなんでこれがそんなに有名なんだろう?古いから? It's been repeatedly stolen or damaged throughout its history. 頑張って長い間生き残ってるんだね。いろんなことがあったけど、この400年の間。
So I don't know if this is true, because this is from the AI. It might just be a total delusion.
Yeah.
But it says the origin of the mannequin piss statue in Brussels dates back to the early 17th century. The history and creator of the statue are somewhat uncertain. Mm. According to one popular legend, the statue represents a young boy who saved Brussels from a fire by urinating on it, thus extinguishing the flames.
本当かいな?
The earliest known reference to the statue dates back to 1451. Well, how does that make sense if it just said that the origin is the 17th century, which would be the 1600s? Oh, the original statue was replaced several times due to damage and theft. Okay, so the current statue was made by Brussels sculptor Jerome Duquesnoy.
It says in Wikipedia that it was redesigned.
Do they have a picture of the original one? I guess their cameras didn't exist back then.
Yeah, no.
Well, okay.
It was cute. I mean, it's quite small and...
Mm.
I mean...
The statue is?
Yeah. And it's peeing and yeah, it was cute. And we went to the train world, of course. Mm-hmm. So that was fun too.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it feels like we're going to all the transport museums in every country.
Why not?
It's fun. I like trains now. Yeah. I like steam engines. It's really cool.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of steam engines in Japan that are on display that I didn't really notice until the last few years.
Yeah, ヨークのね、鉄道博物館すごい大きくて有名で良かったけど、ブリュッセルのね、このトレインワールドもかなり良かった。思った以上に広かったし、なんか展示の仕方がかっこよかった。
You have like you could write a review on these train
yeah, now parks. Yeah, now that I've been to so many transport museums.
What percentage of the people there are there because of their child, and what percent are there out of their just original own interest, do you think?
まあ、大人でスキーの人もね、お父さんがすごいスキーみたいな感じの人もいるし。 でも日本の方がね、やっぱ子供が好きだよね。
Trains. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of toys and stuff.
I mean, 鉄オタ文化みたいな。 いやいや、そういう文化がやっぱあるから、こっちはそこまで、まあ、電車好きな子いるけど、日本の一般的な鉄オタの子供みたいなのはあんまりいない。
から、うん、日本で、ね、大宮だっけ、大宮とか京都とかの鉄道博物館行くと、もう新幹線のシャツ着て、新幹線のリュック着て、新幹線の靴履いた子供が大量にいるわけ、
うん、
でもみんな子供が好きで、親は全然興味ないけど連れて来させられてるんだなみたいな人がいっぱいいるけど、こっちはそういうのはないね、さすがに、
うん、
だたまにアメリカとかでもそのトーマスのシャツ着てる子がいるぐらいはあるけど、もうちっちゃい男の子でもういっぱいになってるみたいな、そういうのはないから面白いよね。こっちだってさ、別に電車とか、ね、機関車とかあるけど、そんなには浸透してない、一般的な趣味としては浸透してないかな、うん、
うん、
だからうちの息子は結構珍しく見られてるっていうか、学校の先生からもなんか、いやすごい電車が好きだみたいな。でも日本だったら何も珍しくないと思うけど。
Yeah, it'd be, you know, normal.
そうそうそう。そう、めちゃくちゃ普通だけど。ね、だから。で、あの、趣味って言ってもさ、その、電車の名前とか、その、車両の番号みたいなのをすごい覚える子もいるし、うちの息子はでも私に似てるっていうか、そのストーリーとか見た目とかは気になるけど、その名前をすごい覚えようとかそういう気はないみたいな、
うん、
まあ、恐竜とかもそうじゃん、 like, I love dinosaurs but 別に恐竜の名前をじゃあ100個ぐらい覚えようみたいな気は全然ないけど、そういう子もいるじゃん、名前をすごい覚えてて詳しいみたいな、
Right, like
Matt's kid、
mm.
Right, だからね、子供によってその興味、同じ興味でもどういうふうに掘り下げるかって結構違うけど。
Yeah, well, I think sometimes it can be like the whole topic, like all trains, or it can be like, you know, it sort of focuses on their favorite ones.
Yeah.
I think that's the same with dinosaurs and stuff too.
Mm.
I never had that much interest in like the small dinosaurs or even like, okay. Like I was always super interested in just Velociraptor, Stegosaurus, and like T-Rex. And I didn't really care about the other ones that much.
Yeah, even pterodactyls. Yeah.
Jurassic
Park 世代だから
ね。I mean, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the ones I could obtain as toys. And those are the ones that were featured in the books I was reading. And, you know, it's like just the book just starts off, you know, with T-Rex and like sort of the main characters, I guess. Someone decided, culture decided.
Yeah. 大人でもさ、なんか乗り鉄、撮り鉄とかあるじゃん。なんかその乗るのがとにかく好きな人と、走ってるのを見るのが好きな人とかさ。あるけど、yeah, my son's not really interested in actually riding them. I mean, he gets excited, but then he just wants to see them.
I want to ride them. I think that's really strong in sports. I never had interest, really, in what athletes were doing in sports. But I really love sports.Playing sports. I really like baseball, soccer, basketball, football, whatever. I really enjoyed playing those sports. But, I mean, to the point where I would practice for hours and hours, like several times a week, you know, shooting baskets or something. But I literally wouldn't know the names of like famous players, and people would be like, I don't know, at least a lot of guys get really into this, like knowing who all the players are and what their stats are and blah, 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 blah. And they don't play the frickin' sport. And to me, it's always like, well, okay, you know more about like the players, but I would beat you. And to me, like that, for some reason, that was more important.
Yeah, that's almost like a different shimmy, right? I mean, it is about basketball, but then... It's a different shimmy.
There was a specific incident where this guy was making fun of me because I didn't know who this basketball player was. And I guess he was like pretty famous. It wasn't LeBron or someone like that, but it was like pretty famous. And I didn't know who they were, and they were like making fun of me. Well, we were at a basketball court. And so I was like, okay, well, let's play 1v1 and settle it that way. And he's like, oh, okay. And it was a total shutout. Like he doesn't really play basketball. He just watches it. So I don't know.
Yeah, those are two different things.
But it's not obvious to each of us when we are interacting.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, I like basketball. I'm here to play basketball. And he's like, oh, yeah, I like basketball, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to play basketball. But it's like the way we like it is completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, so. スポーツもそうだし電車もそうだしね、なんか同じものが好きって言っても意味が違うよね。文字起こしのテキストを各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。エピソードごとの単語帳とかね、自動で作ってあるのでぜひ使ってみてください。大型アップデートで宿題の UI も結構変わっています。一定の人数が問題を解くと、その問題の正答率が一問ごとに表示されるようになってたりとか、それによって、あ、これは初級の問題なんだなとかって分かるようになっているので結構面白いです。あと冒頭でお伝えした通り、バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで猫星人シミュレーションシャツ売っていますので、そちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。
広告を入れずに The S size is sold out. Just
あ、そうなんだ。FYI.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we didn't get enough S size.
Okay.
For some reason.
そう、広告を入れずに自腹で運営しているので、気に入った商品やアプリの機能などあったら使っていただけると大変助かります。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。終わり。
します。以上です。
Bye.
Bye.